As always, it's quite inspiring to be up here. I didn't expect such a big crowd the day after Pesach.
The chametz,
yeah. Whatever it takes, we'll do it. But thank you for everyone coming. And
I went directly from
Shul. Our learning should be as close for everyone in Klal Yisrael. I was thinking about what to give as a share right after Pesach. You can't really give a share about Pesach. That's like Pesach food. You know, Aver Zmano, Batel Karbano, nobody wants Pesach food after Pesach. You go through the Halachas Pesach, you're finished. But at the same time, it's Isser Chag, it's day a little bit in between. So I came across a topic which is looking forward as a daily halachic issue, but really part of the issue and gets to the guts of it is understanding this halacha vis-a-vis Yontif. So there is a connection between Yontif and Chol in today's share. It's Ashkacha Pratis. How did I come across this? So I guess being in charge of what goes on here at davening and stuff in the yeshiva, you know, we needed a Siyam, Erev Pesach, Siyam Bechorim. And on top of it, I happen to be a Bechor. So when you're tired of looking for people who need to make a Siyam, you sometimes just say, I'll just do it myself. So I made a Siyam on Maseches Tamid. It's actually a good thing to know. It's not so big. Maseches Tamid. For the most part, it talks about the Karban Tamid, different things that go on in the Beis HaMikdash. The last Mishnah in Maseches Tamid talks about what we're going to talk about today, the Shir Shel Yom. The tefillah that we say at the end of davening, that appears, as we'll see in a moment, in Maseches Tamid. And it got me interested and I started researching that topic. And I entitled it The Daily Count and its song, or the mystery of the Shir Shel Yom. And really, there are a lot of things regarding the Shir Shel Yom, which are quite a bit of a mystery. And today's Shir, we'd like to explain it. Now, really, anything we could do to talk about the Shir Shel Yom, which in Nusach Ashkenaz is the last part of davening, is a good deal. Because as all know, you know, the brass is talking about respect for a shir. Okay, you know, there's a bigger idea. You know, we have to have respect for davening, and many times it happens. Okay, you know, of course there are reasons sometimes, but definitely shouldn't be on a consistent basis. You know, people sometimes have to run out at the end of davening, so they already make jokes about Aleinu. You know, people run out by Aleinu, but they don't even realize there's something after Aleinu. You know, the Shir Shel Yom. I think the joke they make about Aleinu, people run out, you know, at the end of davening, so Hashem paid back Aleinu that's put right there in the middle of davening on Rosh Hashanah. Now, those who know the end of the joke, Steve will tell them, you know, I'll tell it to you later. We're going to leave it. That's a good joke. So, I would like to dissect the Shir Shel Yom. And I have basically four questions about it. Firstly, I'm still in some Pesach mode. Yes, four questions. And we'll see if I answer all four questions. Just like I told you, people have to realize you really answer them on Pesach. First question is, what's the basis of this tefillah? Why do we say this tefillah? What's the reasoning behind it? There is a simple idea which we'll talk about, but that may not be the pshat, or at least the pshat that everybody says. Secondly, when you look at the language of the Shir Shel Yom, it's prefaced by Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shabbo Hayu Ha'ovim Omrim Beis HaMikdash. Now, I realize just thinking about it, you know. The language we use, Hayom Yom, is different than the language you use every night when you count Sefiras Omer. By Sphira we say, Hayom, Hayom, Shmona Yamin, Shem Shvuacha, V'yom Echad Ba'omer. That's what we should have said last night. We don't say Hayom Yom. By the daily, the Shir Shal Yom, we do say Hayom Yom. Today is the day. To that, I think there's a simple answer. That when it comes to Sphira Omer, there we're just counting numbers. So today is 8, tomorrow will be 9, and so on. When it comes to the Shir Shal Yom, we're saying what today already is. Today is Yom Rishon. We don't need to count it per se, Pashtas. Right? Today is the first day of the week. So that's why maybe the language is different by Sphira versus the Omer. But there are differences we find in different Svarim. There are some that omit Shabo Hayel Avim Omer Beis HaMikdash. That second part of the phrase in the Yom, there are some that omit it. Or at least that sometimes people omit that. There are also those who add, as we'll see a little bit later, something to the, before they say Hayom Yom. Very interesting. What's the reasoning for this? Thirdly, and this is connection to Yontif. On Yontif, when do you say the Yom? The simple answer is, well, it depends what Nusach you're davening. If you're davening Nusach Sfard, you'll say the Yom during Shachris. If you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, you'll say the Yom by Mosaf.
Except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Right? Oh, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different, right? Shabbos as well. In Nusach Sfarad, yes. So, what's the reasoning? Gosh, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. You would also add sometimes with that. So what's the reasoning behind it? You have too much at the end. You sing on his mirrors too long. You just want to take it out. What's the reasoning? That's a third question. And the fourth question, which to me is the most baffling, when I started researching this and thinking about it, is the common sitter has, on Yom Tov, will just say one mizmor, one Shir Shal Yom, the daily mizmor, right? When Yom Tov is on Friday, so we'll say Yom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there we say two mizmorim. We say, for Rosh Chodesh will be on Friday, Yom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos. But we'll also say the Mizmor of Barchi Nafshi, which is a specific Mizmor that is focused on Rosh Chodesh. So how come when it comes to Rosh Chodesh we say two, but every other Yontif we just say one? Why should that be? If I'm going to say something extra for Rosh Chodesh, why don't I say something extra for Yontif? And vice versa.
Is there a difference in Eretz Yisrael?
Oh, so we'll see. We'll get through different Minhagim and this. But really, these halachas should be universal. So those are issues which bother me about the Shir Shal Yom. A lot of inconsistencies, a lot of strange things. So firstly, I would like to go through the background, what's the basis of the Shir Shal Yom. And then we'll go through from the Gemara, really the Mishnah, down through the ages to see how people try to explain this mystery. That's why you got to stay to the end of davening to understand the full mystery. Now, as I mentioned, the first basis, the earliest basis for the Shir Shal Yom, comes up at the end of Maseches Tamid. It's a Mishnah over there. It says the following: Hashir Shahayil Avim Omrim Migdash. These are the songs that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Levim had two jobs, right? They had to carry things. They also had to sing. And, talk about carrying a tune. I remember my wife's grandfather, Joseph Grumbad Zatzal. He was a Levi and he was able to carry a tune. His father was a chazan too. And he used to remark, when as a joke, when you would hear somebody who can't exactly carry a tune. You know, the halacha is if you... You're supposed to do a certain avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't do your avodah, you do someone else's avodah, you chayiv misa. He says some people don't realize not part of the singing, Levian. You got to know your place. Right. Can you carry a tune or not? So, the Leviim, on the first day, the Yom HaRishon Layom HaShem HaAretz M'loa, Teva V'Yoshveva, the Sheni, on the second day, they would recite the Mizmor and Tehillim, God HaShem Ma'od, Be'ol HaKin HaShem Kacho, B'Shlishi Haya Omrim, those who pay attention know that's the shortest of all the Mizmorim, other than Friday. We have extra time every Tuesday. El Kim Nitzah B'Adas Kel, B'Kerol HaKim Yishpat, Bervi Hayomrim, this is a long one. Kana Kamos Hashem, Kana Kamos Sophia. Bachamish Hayomrim, Harini Ol Kim Uzenu, Harini Ol Kay Yaakov. Bashish Hayomrim, Hashem Malch, Gael Solvay Solvay Solvay. Uzis Hazar, that's the shortest one, gives us extra time to shop. And finally, Bashabas Hayomrim, Mizmer Shir, the Mashabas. Mizmer Shir, the Asa Lova, Liam Shakul, Shabbos, Nuchal Chayolam. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah lists off seven different mizmarim that the Levim said in the base of Mikdash. Oh, we'll get to that. Now, this Mishnah is further explained in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Laman Aleph. And there, the simple reason why the Levim picked these mizmarim, David HaMelech has the whole Sefer Tehillim. Why were these specific mizmarim picked for each day? So the Gemara explains that each mizmar has some connection to that day of creation. What we're trying to do, what the Levim were doing when they sang in the Beis HaMikdash, was they were marking that day of creation. What Hashem created on the first day of creation, the second day, and further, till the day of Shabbos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So each day marks, and there's something about that mizmar which talks about creation. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara, simple understanding for the songs of the Levim. There also is a Gra, which is based in the Zohar, where the Gra writes that really each day of creation is connected 1,000 years. We know there's a mystical concept that the world will only exist for 6,000 years. And after that, are Yimos HaMashiach. So, the Gra, based on the Zohar, understands that each day that the Levim sang was connected to the first 1,000 years, the second 1,000 years of creation. That would leave us up to Friday. Hashem Malch Gilso Loves. Within that Mizmor are the secrets about these 1,000 years. And after that, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir Lasid Lovel Yom Shekulo Shabbos, that fits Yimos HaMashiach. That's another idea that is said to explain. Either way, the songs that Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash had tremendous significance, and they were either alluding to the Ma'aseh Bereishis or to the thousands of years of world existence, each different segment. And that's the reason behind saying them. Comes along the Torah, and he's the first to connect, and he says, okay, well, that's the reason we say the Shir Shel Yom. What we are doing at the end of davening is Zecher LaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, we don't have the Levim, B'Shiram of Zimram. But Zechel HaMikdash, at the end of davening, we're going to recite the Shir that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, they said this Shir. So that's why we recite it. And that's idea the Torah says and others follow him with that. And the Mela, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to recreate the songs that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, these songs were sung when they brought the Karban Tamid in the morning. So they sang these songs. So that's what we're doing. We're singing The same song that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pashat idea in the Shir Shel Yom.
Today we still have just the Kohanim Dukhanim. Why don't we just have the Levim sing it?
Excellent question. I saw somebody ask this. Right? That's an interesting idea. If we have the Kohanim Dukhanim, because they're Kohanim, so that would be an interesting thing. At the end of davening, we should call up all Levim, only the Levim who could carry a tune, and they should be the ones to sing the Shir Shel Yom. It's a good question, according to this chat. Now, it could be, once it's a Zecher of it, it's a Zecher of the Beis HaMikdash, so okay, so we have everyone involved, right? Those who, you know, those who carry a tune, those who don't. We don't actually, I know, Shul's, they sing Kalkeno, but I haven't heard of Shul's singing the Shir Shel Yom. At that point in the davening, you know, it's all finished. I don't know alone. They're saving their voices. But, so the Shir Shel Yom, the Pashat idea, Zecher, what the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash, is a good point. Why don't we only have the Levim sing it? Bring it up at the next board meeting in Shul. Right? See how many votes you get for that. But that is the simple idea. Following through, the Shulchan Aruch, which is in the middle of your sheets, says, Va'omrim hashir shalavim ha'ya omrim b'mikdash, shachris levad. The Ramah here in the Shulchan Aruch quotes that we say the Shir Shel Yom only on shachris. Now, this itself sounds a little bit vague. What exactly does it mean? So let's read a couple of Mishaburas here. First Mishabura, the Chafetz Chaim writes, I'm the Magen Avram, Shemasik, the Kavanos Ramah Lomar, Bechol Yom Hashir HaShaykh Oso Yom. What the Mechaber meant, the Ramah meant, is you should say each day, not, you should say the song, the Mizmor, the Kapitel and Tehillim, which is Shaykh for that day. Da'ana b'yom alf ha'yom l'davim mizmar Hashem ha'otzu m'lo'a l'chein b'chol yom ha'mizmar shaykhla. Avol ein kavanosu sh'yomu mishnash ashir sh'ayilavim omrim. It's a little confusing. There might be room for one to think you would have to recite this entire Mishnah every day. So to that we say, no. You don't have to recite this Mishnah every day, what they sang in the Beis HaMikdash. Just pick out the mizmor that they say on each individual day. But in contrast, Achim b'Shabbos, Nogin Olam Lomar Mishnah Zu, Achar Pitam Haktoros, Kemoshin Nitfas B'Sederim. This was mentioned before. If you pay attention in Ein Kalkeinu, after we say, recite Pitam Haktoros, then we recite this entire Mishnah. So that's reserved for Shabbos. On Shabbos, we recite the entire Mishnah with the headings of what you say on each day. But each individual day, you go through the entire Mizmor of that day, but you don't mention any of the other days. Interesting. Why on Shabbos do we recite this whole Mishnah? I don't know.
What would be the rationale to read the whole Mishnah anyway, on any given day?
I'm not sure. The one thing I was thinking of, after Birchas HaTorah, for example, right, we recite, you know, the Brises, we recite certain things, the Dvarim Sheyam Lam Sher. So maybe this is one of those things that you're supposed to recite the whole, remember all the Shirim that the Levim said in the Beis HaMikdash.
Why do we do it on Yom Tov when it's not Shabbos?
Oh, so we're going to get to Yom Tov soon. Hold on. Guys, we just finished Yom Tov. Everyone, let's go back to Yom Tov. Now, the second Mishabura clarifies another point. He says, you only say Shachris Levad. You only say by Shachris. Sounds like he's itching. We should say it some other time too. What's the other time? After B'mikdash Haya Omrim Shira Al Nichse Hayayin, Gam Al Tamid Shal Bein Harbayin. The truth is, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would recite Shir in the afternoon too. You brought the Karban Tamid twice a day by Shachris and by Mincha, Bein Harbayim. So they were recite Shira by Bein Harbayim too. Oh boy. So we should recite the Yom In the afternoon too, just checking if you still remember it's the same day. You'd sing again. Oh, very impressive. Right? Right? Sounds like Jews being busy and doing things the last minute isn't a new custom. Happened in the base of Mikdash too. Right? Sorry to say. But it says sometimes the Kohanim were quite busy and they were bringing the Nesachim of Ben Arbayim Belaila at night. It's Makor for Chasidim davening after Mincha, after Shkia. Belaila in Omim Shira. And the halacha is, once they come late, Belaila, you don't say Shira. Lafikach Nogam Lom, Ashir B'Shach Zalvad. Let's just keep it to Shachris. Right? It seems there was this issue of Kohanim coming late. And once they were late, they can't say the Shira. So we're very nervous of that possibility. So we set it up only by Shachris. But really, there is basis to recite the Shira Shel Yom even by Mincha. I'm actually thinking, right, what do we do on Tisha B'Av? Right? It is recited by Mincha.
Yes.
Right?
But that makes sense. Tisha B'Av is because we don't have the base of Mikdash, so we would push it off because we can't from the
Korban. I was actually thinking there actually are some, the Gra amongst them, we'll get to there, who I think says in Tisha B'Av you don't recite any Shir Shel Yom. But yeah.
Before
Mincha either. But okay, so the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. Now here is the last line, which is a killer. Read the last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah. The Eizma Mizmar Nogin Lomar B'Yomtiv Ashir Shal Yom. What Mizmar do we say on Yomtiv? So the Chavetz Chaim writes, Yivarim Yirta Hashem L'Kamon B'Hilchas Yomtiv. We'll explain it in Mirta Hashem later on in Hilchas Yomtiv. What's the key word in this sentence? Mirta Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim, and I looked, all these Mishnah Berurahs, the footnotes, they all have the same conclusion. Unfortunately, the Chafetz Chaim never explained the halachas of Shir Shel Yom and Yontif. When he wrote Chelek Aleph, he envisioned he would write about this in Hilchas Yontif. You look through Hilchas Yontif, the Chafetz Chaim unfortunately never got back to explain to us what the din is by Yontif. And perhaps that's part of the reason why it's so confusing and so it's a topic which is quite a mystery. The Chafetz Chaim never explained it. He wanted to. I don't know what happened. But he never got back to it.
What needs explanation?
Oh, so now that I tempt you all, the Chafetz Chaim tempted you. Right? He says, I'm going to explain to you what goes on Yom Tov. What's the issue with Yontif? Okay. Well, in terms of Yontif, there's basically three different practices. Right? What we set up so far is this Shir Shel Yom simply is a zecher where went on in the base of Mikdash. So they sang by the Karban Tamid every day. So we reenact it to some degree. We have everyone involved. And we say the Shir Shel Yom of that same song that in the Beis HaMikdash the Levim said on the Karban Tamid. The issue is on Yontif, you didn't just bring a Karban Tamid, you also brought a Karban Musaf. Now, they also sang with the Karban Musaf. What did they sing?
Yeah, love you.
The Miami Boys Choir edition didn't come out yet. What do they sing with the Karban Musaf? So, that really is brought down in Maseches Sofrim. And ask Rav Shapiro what that is. Not so easy to find. But halakhically, there are three seemingly different shitas. What to recite on Yontif. The Magen Avraham says, And this is Magen Avraham. I didn't put it on the sheets, but it's Kuf, over here, Kuf Lamed Beis, Sifkat and Dalad. Magen Avraham says, on every Yontif, one should recite two Mizmarim. By Shachris, you should recite the daily simple Yom Shel Chol for the Karban Tamid. But by Mosaf, you recite whatever says there in Misach Sofrim, the special song that they have for each Yontif. According to the Magen Avraham, every Yontif, right, we just finished 8 days of Pesach, right, talk about tshuva. Well, most of us probably left out one mizmar a day for 8 days of Pesach.
It's not in the
show. Huh? Oh, we'll talk about art scroll soon.
Art scroll's perfect.
Oh, we'll talk about art scroll soon.
What did they do on Shabbos?
Huh? We'll get there.
Shabbos had a
Mosaf
also.
Yeah. Right? Yontif, Shabbos, we'll talk about all these things.
You said Shabbos.
Huh?
We know Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah here says, Brisa and Mishnah Berurah said, Shabbos, you just say, Shabbos.
Right. But it seems they also recited Parshas Hazinu on Musaf.
Okay, so
right? He thought Gangway of Yal the other one, you know, Parshas Hazinu. Like,
what's Mishnah Shabbos above?
Huh?
What's Mishnah Shabbos above?
Right.
That's not the one we do.
It's even
mentioned in the
article. Right.
Wow.
Now, so let's start with Yontif. I think it's easier to bring out the point. By Yontif, the Magen Avraham says you should be saying two mizmarim a day. You say the regular one shel chol, but you also say a special one for each Yontif, really each day of Yontif. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. Comes along the Gra. And the girl says, no, you don't say two mizmarim. You only say one. But you know which one? Only Yontif. And the gra, this gra is not brought in Shulchan Aruch, but it's what, there's a sefer called Maaseh Rav, which was a compilation of all different things the gra did. So over there, it's on the middle of your sheets. Binyan Shir Shel Yom, Klal Zeh Nokat Biyodcha. The Gra writes, you should have this general rule. Keep this in your hand. Keep it handy. Ein omim shtei mizmarim b'yom echad. We don't say two songs in one day. V'shel Rosh Chodesh doches kulam. Gra says, Rosh Chodesh would beat out anything. Afil shol Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh even beats out Shabbos. V'shir shol Shabbos doches shol yontif. And Shabbos beats out yontif. V'chol moed v'chanukah. And also would beat out chol moed and chanukah. But the Gra says you get one mizmar a day. Which one? Well, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you get Rosh Chodesh. If it's Shabbos, you get Shabbos. If it's Yontif, you get Yontif. But you don't say these daily ones. Arguing vehemently on the Magen Avraham.
He's talking about the minute, right? He's not talking about what I'm
going to make. Well, one second. Now, what are the Gra and the Magen Avraham arguing about? The Pashtus, and I've saw people explain this, is they're even arguing, right, as we said, the basis of saying the Shir Shel Yom is a zecher to the Migdash, what they sang in the Beis HaMikdash. What did they sing in the Beis HaMikdash? That itself is unclear. And there's a machlokas, achronim about it. And simply, people explain this Magen Avraham versus the Gra with that machlokas. We know that on by the Karban Musaf, they sang a special song for Yontif. The question is, when the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash sang for Musaf, did they also sing that same song for the Karban Tamid? Did the Karban Tamid take the same song as the rest of Yontif? Or no, the Karban Tamid had the daily song, the Karban Musaf had the Yontif song. That's the Machlokas Achronim. But people want to explain, that's what the Gra and the Magen Avraham are arguing about. The Magen Avraham says that they sang two separate songs. they granted they sang a special song for Yontif, but it didn't affect them singing a simple daily song for the Karban Tamid. So since they sang two songs in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll sing two songs ourselves, Zechel HaMikdash and Yontif. The Gra says, no. They only sang one song. They only sang the Shir Shel Yontif. They might have doubled that up. They sang it when they brought the Karban Tamid too. But it's one song. If it's one song, you only say one song. This is how the Achronim, I believe, learn Pshat. Very interesting machlokas, right? Really dates back what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. But the problematic thing, which I would like to address, is most of us in this room do neither of those two. If the two options are, say, two mizmarim a day, or option two is just sing the Yontif one, that's not what we do. We went through 8 days of Pesach, each day saying the classic Shir Shel Yom. So where are we coming from? We can't trace ourselves back to the Lagan Avram. We can't trace ourselves back to the Gra.
But we don't even know the Mizmorim for Yontif.
Oh, we do know the Mizmorim for Yontif. And in fact, if you look on your left side of your sheets, there's a nice little chart here. And this is something you were talking about art school before. Right? We don't know the song of Yontif. That is said by somebody who grew up in the art school generation. Right? We don't know the song of Yontif. Right? Shlomo Karbach taught us the song of Shabbos. But we don't know the song of Yontif. So that's because we've been growing up with art school Siddurim, which are actually made for America. And they left the Gra out. I assume they had some reasoning behind it. But many Israeli Siddurim, there's actually somebody here, Davin Shachas in Yeshiva, Rabbi Levine, who for many years lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a strong Grunnik, and he's one of those people, yes, of course, I only say, the Gra says, I didn't say the Shir Shel Yom any day. And but there's a whole list of different mizmarim each day, what to use. It says the kapitel, if you look, for example, it's interesting. By Shabbos, you always would say Tzadi Beis, except for the Gra's klal of by Rosh Chodesh. There he says you say Kuf Dalet, which is Baruch Nafshi. But you wouldn't say Hayom Shabbos if Shabbos came out in Rosh Chodesh. And so too, every day, for the most part, the Gra, he doesn't fully follow Masechta Sofrim, which is one of the questions people ask on the Gra. But the Gra has for each day of Shabbos, for each day of Yontif, Shabbos, Chanukah, Purim, a special, unique song you say, and you do not say the daily Yom. That's the Gra Shita. Very interesting.
Let's say Shavuot is the second to last one.
Yeah.
Like it's missing Tuesday and Thursday.
I assume because it can't come out. Right.
What's with Purim and Chanukah?
Yeah, so that happens to be a funny kash in the Gra, because L'chora, that has nothing to do with the Karban Musaf. Excellent point. So, yes, that's one of the questions people do ask on the Gra. But what I'm struggling with is how to understand our minhagim. Our minhag is we say the yom of every simple day. We don't say anything special for Yontif. We do say Baruch Nafshi and Rosh Chodesh. Like, where does that come from? Right? It comes from Art Scroll. Blame it on Art Scroll. It doesn't come from Art Scroll. It dates back. Yes, it's way before Art Scroll. So where? So what's the basis though? It's not lining up with the Magen Avram who says you say two. It's not lining up with the Gra who says you only say Yontif. Now, if you look. Before Art School, there's a guy named Birnbaum, huh?
That's right,
yes. Yes. Now, if you look in the back of your sheets, I have from Rav Sternbach, who wrote the Sefer Modim Uzmanim. He deals with these issues. And he has a whole radical approach to change everything about David, the Sher Shel Yom. He has like seven amendments to what we do, the Sher Shel Yom.
Seven amendments.
Right. First, the one thing he does, which many, that's something which I should reveal, many people do bring down, is they stop saying the words Hashir Shel Yelvim Omrim Beis LaMikdash, at least on Yom Tov, because that's hard to say. Right? If I'm reciting, let's say on Friday, last Achron Shvi Shel Pesach, I'm going to say Hayom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos Shabo Halavim Omrim Beis LaMikdash Hashem Moch LeYosaveis. Really? That's what they said on Friday? They might have said the Shir of Yom Tov. They might have said both. So, one thing where Sternbach says, and this he has a significant amount of backing, is people, at least when it comes to Yom Tov, drop off the second half of that phrase. Say Hayom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos, but drop off Shabbo Elvim Omrim Beis LaMikdash. Not so simple. Huh? Okay. Then, look what he recommends. I found it so fascinating. He writes on the second column, which is I call seven amendments. He says, L'maisin etzbar midivreinu derech muvchar. Based on what I explained, I'll give you the chosen path, the choice path. Heichanog b'shir shel yom. B'shabbos om b'shir shel yom, b'shachris, dafka, chumenei ha-tzvardim. Where the daven Ashkenaz or Sfard, or Sternbach says, Maishol, we're going to say the yom and shachris. Because what they brought by the carbon, this is for the carbon tamid. Carbon mosaf, they might have recited something else. So you know what? On every Shabbos, my show, we're going to say the Yom and Shachas. Next, B'yomtif. What does he advise B'yomtif? B'shachar Yom and Shir Shal Yom D'chol. On Shachris, we'll say the daily share. Aval Yom Shal Vim Haya Omrim. Don't say that line. Over most of Omrim Shir D'yomtif. You know what? And by most of that's when we'll say the Shir of Yontif. He broke it up into two. Somewhat like the Magen Avram. Then he Yontif on Shabbos, he says, only say of Shabbos, like the Gra. He says, Rosh Chodesh Omer B'Shachas Shir Shal Yom D'chol. On Rosh Chodesh, he would say somewhere in Shachris the Shir of Yom. And then after Mosaf, he would say Barchi Nafshi. So I should align. I'm saying my carbon tamid Shir Shel Yom and Shachris. Right? And then, I guess somewhere, you know, before you take off your tefillin, you know, for Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, you say the Yom somewhere. And then you daven Mosaf, and then you say Barchi Nafshi afterwards. He says, Chol Moed. Make davening longer too. On Shachris, I'll say the Shir of the Shel Yom. Mosaf, I'll say the one of Yontif. And Vayter. So, Rav Sternbach really takes a very strong, I would say, radical position. He writes at the end, the last paragraph, L'maisa nechuk Yisrael l'agudas agudas. On this issue of the Shir Shel Yom, Judaism is separated, agudas agudas, different groups. The minog o hachra brura, and there's no minog or psak which is clear. I would write o mishnah brura, right? Unfortunately, the Chavetz Chaim never gave us clear guidance what to do on Yontif. V'nirish b'derek shuvah yotzi mikol chashos. If you choose my path, you're all good. V'anoi kein yiska lebracha. If you do this way, you get bracha of tacha shevicha chamim la'omer shir bismano. How great it is to say a shir at the proper time. That's our Sternbach's position. Quite revolutionary, radical. You davening Yoshev Ashkenaz, but you're flipping, you say by Shachris, you'll say two, you say leave out half the phrase. It does sound, you know, quite revolutionary. Definitely the way I was brought up, we don't veer from Mesorim and Hagim that have been going on for generations so simply. You don't think we know better. You know, a little tricky to abandon things. So I did come across potentially two ideas of how to explain Arm and Hugger. But again, the question which begs to be answered is by Yontif, and we talk by Shabbos too, why is it that our minhag is just to say one, the one of Chol? But we see from the Magen Avraham, he would tell you should say two. We see from the Gra, even he would say one, but you say pick the one of Yontif. Why are we specifically just saying one of Chol? So this answer has come up from the Binyan Shlomo. Also wrote on the Cheshek Shlomo. And he says, that's also a Chiddush, arguing with the Torah, and says, you misunderstood why we say the Shir Shel Yom. Till now we've been assuming the idea behind the Shir Shel Yom is Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. They sang in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shir, so we're going to do it too. Right? I was asked before, hey, if it's Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, why don't just the Levim sing it? So the answer might be, we're not really trying to give a Zecher to the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not. What are we trying to do? Very interesting idea. It's not so easy to explain, so bear with me. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Aleph. The Gemara talks about, quotes a pasuk, Dover Beito, what's the exact question? I'll tell you in a second. Dover Beito Matov, right? To do something at the proper time, that's perfect. The Gemara really starts the other way. To say something at the wrong time is a bad thing. And the Gemara says it's really multiple applications. But one application is learning the halachos of Inyan Yoma. Right? On Pesach, one should be studying the halachos of Pesach. It's not the best time to learn Hilchos Sukkah. Right? You're on Pesach, unless you want to make Tezvav, and learn out the halachos from one to the next. But Pesach is the time one should be involved in the halachos of Pesach. Sukkahs, and so on and so forth. It's a good idea to be involved in Yom HaYomah. Halachos which are appropriate for those days. So he says, the Binyan Shlomo wants to be Mechadish. You know why we say these? We're not trying to mimic, to give a Zecher when we're on the Beis HaMikdash. We want to say David HaMelech wrote a whole Sefer of Tehillim. If I had to pick one Mizmer of Tehillim to say today, I might as well pick the one which is most Nogea today's date. If today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, so you know what? Let's pick a Mizmer which talks about the first day of creation. Let's talk about a Mizmer that's relevant to today. And by doing that, I'm Mekayim this Inyan of David B'Ito Matov, something at the proper time. Great time to do it. Am I remembering exactly when I went to the Beis HaMikdash? No. So that, in a certain sense, frees us from these questions. We're struggling with, well, on the Beis HaMikdash, they sang by the Karban Tamid and by the Karban Musaf and Yom Tov. So why don't we have two songs? Why don't we have this song? Why don't we do that? The answer is, we're not trying to mimic the Zecher when we're on the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If we're doing a Zecher of the Beis HaMikdash, Harvey's right, let's just have the Levim sing. Why should we sing? But what we're trying to do is, we're going to say a capital of Tehillim today. Which one should we pick? We might as well pick the capital of Tehillim, which is most okay at today's date. So pick this. It doesn't fully answer all the questions. Right? Really, I guess with this idea, you could explain the Gra too. Right? The Gra, all you have to do is say some Mizmor, which is Nogea, that day. So the Mizmor of the Shir of Chol, that's Nogea today. Or you could pick the one of Yontif. Right? Sort of like a day of Yontif, you have two choices. What's Nogea today? Today happens to be Tuesday. It also happens to be Yontif. So either one fits.
Did
It also explains why the Gra didn't necessarily pick the ones of the Sechel Sofrim. Explains why on Purim, people have a minhag to say Kapitel Chaf Beis, Lamantzeach al Yael Sashachar. That's talks about Esther. So that's in Yom Diyoma. It's nothing to do with the carbon Mosaf, but it's Dover Be'ito. When's the best day to say the one Mizmor in Tehillim which speaks about Esther? On the day of Purim. So that's why we'll choose that. On Hanukkah, Mizmor Sher Chanukah Sabayis. So this idea of the Binyan Shlomo is, hold on, we've been assuming that the Shir Shel Yom is a replica, a zecher, went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Not so. You're right. If it really was a replica, we'd have to say two. Maybe we should even have the Levim up there. Right? I don't know, in Breuer's they have a choir. But I don't know, it's only Levim. But maybe we should practice. We're not, you know, the Levim also had instruments too. But